With what you need to know in the news on Tuesday, May 17th, 2022, I'm Vin Abneau. A first grader brought a loaded gun to North Star Academy on 18th Avenue in Newark on Monday and told friends that he was going to kill teachers, parents told RLS Metro Breaking News. Director Brian O'Hara told RLS Media that once teachers found out about the weapon, they confiscated the gun and called the police. As investigators continue poring over the manifesto published by the suspect in the Buffalo supermarket massacre, they've uncovered another link to New Jersey. We've told you that Peyton Gendron called the Jewish neighborhoods in Lakewood and Toms River deplorable. He also mentions Jersey City. Gendron said he had planned to keep killing if he escaped the attack in Buffalo. Does that mean he would have headed here? Law enforcement says while he expressed hatred for Jews living in New Jersey, there was no specific threat made. New Jersey firefighters are getting an additional $10 million in federal funding to help safeguard and protect them when they go into burning buildings and return to the firehouse.
Governor Murphy says the American Rescue Plan Firefighter Grant Program will provide up to $75,000 to local and regional fire departments for fire protection, cleaning, and sanitation equipment, whether it be
basic PPE needs and advanced cleaning equipment to ensure our firefighters stay healthy while in the firehouse, or toxic chemical-free turnout clothing ensembles and helmets, hoods, gloves, and boots.
Firefighters always stand tall for us, but never so tall as during the dark times of the pandemic, says Murphy. So now we're going to return that favor. I'm David Matthau.
Jackson police arrest a Wall Township man who struck another man in the head with a machete repeatedly during an argument in front of a home on East Pleasant Grove Road. The victim called out the suspect, Julian Ogle, out of a home to confront him about something related to an ongoing dispute. The victim brought a beach chair. Ogle brought a machete. The two fought until others came in to break it up. A woman was also pulled from his car and assaulted as well. Ogle was later arrested and charged. The New Jersey Speech Language Hearing Association says about one out of every eight children or young adults age 6 through 19 has suffered some sort of hearing loss due to excessive exposure to high volumes. And the COVID-19 pandemic didn't help matters.
It was characterized for these kids, says audiologist Michelle McGlynn, by putting their earbuds in for a remote learning session, then never taking them out when school was done and they were left to their own devices, literally.
Kids were turning in to their classes and just listening, even on their downtime in between classes, are often just plugging in for extended periods of time.
The World Health Organization says more than a billion teens and young adults across the globe are at high risk for hearing loss. What can be done? Get a baseline hearing test and some noise cancelers, and limit your exposure. In Trenton, I'm Patrick Lavery.
The MVC has doubled the number of appointments on its website Monday for real ID license upgrades. MVC spokesman William Connolly told NJ.com that over 11,000 appointment slots were added for its licensing centers. Connolly did not disclose how all the appointments suddenly became available, but called it part of the plan to increase the number of appointments. State tax collections are growing at an unprecedented rate, nearly $8 billion ahead of the forecast from March over the current and upcoming years. AA portion of the windfall appears to be likely to be used more direct tax relief to residents.
Senator Paul Sarlo says the state should use some of the money for a surplus of $7 billion to $8 billion.
After some capital investments, some enhanced tax credits, tax cuts potentially.
Deputy Treasurer Aaron Binder says the administration has no specific surplus target in mind. It's on track now to reach $12 billion by next summer.
With the resources coming in, as large a surplus as possible, as well as paying down debt and looking at additional property tax relief is really the areas that we would recommend focusing on.
At the State House, this is Michael Simons.
JetBlue won't take no for an answer. It's launching a new effort to take over Spirit Airlines in a hostile takeover event. The Wall Street Journal reports JetBlue will offer $30 cash per share in Spirit stock. That stock was priced at nearly $17 after Friday's close. Rival discount carrier Frontier Airlines has its own buyout bid for Spirit outstanding, with a vote on that offer slated for next month. With opioid overdose deaths expected to top 3,000 this year in New Jersey, Caitlin O'Neill of the Jersey Harm Reduction Coalition says the overdose antidote drug naloxone needs to be
inexpensive, over-the-counter, and accessible so that nobody has to think twice about carrying it.
She says naloxone, which cost about $150 for a two-pack, is readily available in more affluent neighborhoods, but most pharmacies and communities of color don't carry it because it's too expensive. Governor Murphy is encouraging school districts in 9 counties, including Monmouth and Ocean, where COVID transmission is high, to require students and staff to mask up if they believe it's the right thing to do. He says, though, he has no plans for now to make masks mandatory for the state as a whole. The governor says the state's models show the latest wave peaking in about a week or two, and this current strain has been far less lethal to those who are vaccinated. Oscar's Piggy Oasis Sanctuary in Middletown is a 24/7 care facility specializing in hospice and special needs animals, specifically pigs. Dawn Migley Varilli and her husband Tony own the Oasis, named after their first pig, Oscar. There are currently 13 pigs, 13 cats, and a turtle living there. She says since 2002...
Our only bottom line ultimate goal about everything is about quality of life here. We will not allow anyone who doesn't have a quality of life to remain. We do what is appropriate for who they are.
She says all the pigs' houses are fully carpeted, fully heated, and air-conditioned. They are also equipped with baby monitors, cameras, fire and smoke detectors, and radios, which play country music to keep them calm. I'm Vin Abneau on the Town Square Jersey Shore News Network. Have a great Tuesday.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.